California races that would have flipped if Orange County was a state. If Orange County was a state, the entire governor's cabinet and Senate would look quite different. That's because the county's voters preferred different candidates, mostly Republicans, while most of the state voted for their Democratic opponents in the November 8 election. Out of nearly 22 million registered California voters, about 9 million, 41% voted, according to unofficial results from the Secretary of State's office. The state has about 2.3 million uncounted ballots as of 4:23 p.m. on November 16. In Orange County, just over half of the 1.8 million registered voters cast ballots, per the county registrar's office. The county still has an estimated 60,000 ballots left to count as of 5 p.m. November 16. The last day the election must be certified is December 16. Governor. Orange County voters favor Republican Brian Dahl over Democrat incumbent Gavin Newsom by 51.81% to 48.19%. But most of the state's voters favored Newsom with 59.2% of the vote to Dahl's 40.8%. Lieutenant Governor. Orange County voters also would replace Democrat incumbent Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis, who has 48.63% of the vote, with Republican Angela Underwood Jacobs, who has 51.37%. However, Kunalakis has a clear path to victory, garnering 59.6% of the vote statewide to her opponent's 40.4%. Secretary of State. Republican Rob Bernoski is garnering 51.54% of the Orange County vote against Democrat incumbent Shirley Weber with 48.46%. But most Californian voters favor Weber with 59.9% of the vote over Bernoski, who has 40.1%. State Controller. A majority of OC voters favor Republican Lon Heachin for state controller with 55.12% of the vote over Democrat Malia Cohen, who has 44.88%. California-wide, voters opt for Cohen with 55.1% over Chin with 44.9%. State Treasurer. Republican Jack Guerrero is garnering 53.28% of the Orange County vote, while Democrat incumbent Fiona Ma has 46.72%. Statewide, Ma is leading with 58.7% over Guerrero with 41.3%. Attorney General. Orange County voters picked Republican Nathan Hochman to be their Attorney General with 52.61% of the vote over Democrat incumbent Rob Bonta with 47.39%. However, Bonta is securing a second term, garnering 58.9% of the statewide vote over Hochman, who has 41.1%. Insurance Commissioner. Orange County voters put Republican Robert Howell ahead with 51.4% of the vote over Democrat incumbent Ricardo Lara with 48.6%. Statewide, Lara has a comfortable lead over Howell with 59.8% to 40.2%, respectively. U.S. Senate. Voters in Orange County chose Republican Mark Moiser to be their senator for both a full term and partial term to fill the seat vacated by Kamala Harris. Orange County voted 50.89% over Democratic incumbent Alex Padilla, with 49.11% for the full term and 50.97% to 49.03% for the partial term. However, Padilla is on the path to victory, garnering 60.9% to over Moiser's 39.1% for the full term and 60.7% to 39.3%, respectively, for the partial term.